But you did have a suggestion for a topic today. Can you please enlighten us and the viewers?
I said, do you think we could talk about like how you could get away with killing somebody?
I actually do think I can get away with it. So when I were at sea, first trip at sea.
Oh, you're because I'm never going to be at sea.
Now listen, this fucking dickhead, right? Problem, like, doing me head in, I thought, people can go be sit at sea all the time. Right. Like, they need to be going.
I'm feeling it, yeah.
In the organ. Help. And it's just getting quieter. Help, help, help. Do you know what I mean? You fucked it. You're dead.
Hi, I'm Adam.
And I'm Josh.
And if you made it here to the Breaking Bread podcast, it means you're out of episodes of, I don't know, The Last of Us, Breaking Bad. I'm trying to think of like trendy TV shows.
The Last of Us? Have you watched that yet?
No, I don't watch TV. Come on now. but you're scraping the barrel of, consumable content, and you found us. So we're very grateful that you're here for the, the 80th episode or something?
60th, I think.
60th. Is it? God damn. How's it going, Captain CrossFit? You doing all right?
I'm all right, mate. How are you?
I'm good.
I've been killing some more llamas for your jumpers. What's going on with this week?
I know, I wouldn't wear, what's this brand again? George, you'll know.
I don't actually.
It's one of those douchebag brands, but like it's like a lined hoodie, so it's like it's impossible to be cold in this.
It looks thick because you look thick. You look like, you know, like Bane when he got a bit juicy. That like, yeah. Tom Hardy. That's what you kind of.
It's just really fluffy, but it keeps you warm because we still can't afford the heating.
What else is going on then? What's new this week? You seem a little bit chirpier, bit happier. Because, you've slept.
I've slept. That's one thing. But like, I think people don't really realize that the whole me being a bit grumpy on the podcast is a little bit affected because it's, you know, I'm supposed to be the heel and Josh is the hero. But people have started to say,
Totally put on.
People start to say, oh, Pete's really grumpy. Oh my God. So, you know, I thought, I better be. A bit more genuine, a bit less grumpy on purpose.
You better be a bit chirpier.
Yeah, so that's I'm still enjoying the sign, by the way. I feel like it gets better every week that I see it.
It's nice, isn't it?
Sleek, isn't it? Yeah.
I think we need to adjust this the exposure on this camera though, because it's a little bit soft on the wide camera. We need to.
Nobody cares about that. Come on now.
We'll figure it out. We've got Ben in the studio. So Ben, what we're doing is we're removing George's ability to edit these podcasts because he's a little bit busy, and we're going to try get Ben in, who's watching us today. But the main talking point I want to get from Ben is he works at Starbucks, right? So we aren't getting a free. He didn't turn up with free Starbucks, but we have given him a bag of breaking beans. We are drinking it this week. What's the verdict, mate? As an expert. It's a pretty good, it's an all right cup of coffee. Yeah. All right, that might sell as a bag.
It's all right.
It's all right. Can we put it on the bag, but like spell it like the Yorkshire way? It's all right.
I'll take it.
It'd be right.
It will be all right. Let's jump straight into it then,
I've noticed, by the way, I'm sorry for interjecting again. I've noticed that you're not wearing black again. I've only ever seen you twice not wearing something that's black, and it's been a lot of weeks.
It's because we need to paint this wall behind me into that color, because if you wear black, I like a floating head, you know, because you just sort of disappear into the background.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm making a point of trying to wear lighter colors for a little bit of like separation.
Yeah.
You accept that?
It's fine, man. Yeah, I wasn't criticized. I'm merely remarking.
I'm just wondering if George is going to put this afternoon. You reckon you can get it painted? No.
Ben, do you want to give me a hand?
What, you're going to paint the wall?
The wall needs painting. Yeah. I mean, you could have a go, but you'd barely get up to the top of my plaque, would you? You know. Anyway, YouTube comments.
It's time for a YouTube comment from you.
Okay, so Josh has picked one out this week, and I've picked a funny one to go with. So I'll read the funny one first. This is from AQ Corner. Tinfoil hat on Josh, lost a bet, and now has to say curdled semen in every episode. He hasn't said it thus far.
It's the most logical explanation for why he repeats it every week, despite it being like the very rock bottom moment of the podcast.
I feel like I've been rumbled because I thought I'll be able to drop it. And I did think easily I'll drop this in.
We're past it now.
We can't say it anymore.
Never be mentioned again. Yeah.
And the next comment is from Beard Meets Beers.
Fucking what? Beard Give me that guy's beers. Details. You're going to be hearing from me soon. My lawyers.
Wasn't he at the live show?
Yeah, I'm joking.
He was the one that had the muckle really beard. Not like your fucking shit house beard.
I was pointing the camera at me. That would be like a bit of a unique moment between me and that follower, you know, that person that listens.
Go on,
and
you camera's can't,
you
totally, on you.
No, oh, sorry, I've ruined it.
You wrecked it now. Beard meets beers. I remember that was some beard.
And he was shorter than you as well. It was mad. I'd been on set of fucking Lord of the Rings.
It was a bit, yeah.
Get a picture. We've got a picture of him.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I don't get this whole height thing, man. You're efficient if you. I mean, like, I thought he looked ace, man. That beard was just unreal.
It was surprisingly a lot of people did say that you're taller than they expected, which you are, like, you know.
Because I'm 5'10". Like, I don't know where this whole myth of me being short
anyway,
came from.
But anyway, getting touchy. Isn't it? You got any more comments?
We haven't even read his comment yet. Beard meets beard says, "This is the one we knew we all needed, and it more than delivered." Sister Beard stories of Beard and his lack of fight as a youth. Josh getting excited at the mention of Granny Beard and her most recent antics and realising the goths aren't even safe. Keep up the awesome content, you bunch of legends.
Thanks, mate. I appreciate that very much.
You put a nice picture up of you and Granny Beard this weekend, didn't you?
I did, yeah, yeah.
A Granny Beard appreciation post.
Yeah, it was like Mrs. Beard's birthday today, so like at the weekend I'm working.
That's so funny, that. He goes away for 3 weeks. He comes the day after he got back last week, he does a recording, and then this week on her birthday.
She doesn't care. She's with her granddad, I think, this morning. But yeah, we had like a little gathering at my sister's house for, you know, for Mrs. Beard's thing. My granny was there, yeah. She was like, she falls asleep. She'll have like half a little mini measure of some alcohol just to feel like she's young again, and she'll fall asleep 10 minutes later. But yeah, she was in fine fettle. I was talking too much, actually. She was trying to leap. We stayed for a little while at my sister's house, right?
You look fucking rotten, mate, on your Instagram story. You're singing and all sorts. Like,
yeah, I don't know why. I think it was, you know, I'd been working for 2 weeks, whatever, two and a half weeks, so I thought I'd have a few beers, which turned out with about 8 Baileys after a full, I had the full bottle of mead again.
Oh no.
It's becoming a problem. But anyway, yeah.
Don't say that, people will be commenting.
Yeah. But my gran was, and I'm not going to drink again for a long while. My gran was leaving, and I think I was just talking to her about something, and she was like, "Yeah, all right, darling, now shut up and give me a kiss and get out my way." And I was like, "All right, gran, fair cop.
See you take after."
I was trying to say the same thing, yeah.
"Shut up, give me a kiss, love, and get out my way. I want to get home." I was like, "All right, gran, sorry."
Before we get onto the main topic, Adam, I'm doing a physical challenge this weekend, mate.
What are you going to try lifting some weights for a change?
I have been lifting. Like, look, can you not tell?
Oh, yeah, totally. Can you tell George? He's looking in great shape, isn't he?
This fucking guy.
I can see the gyno, actually. Are you on the gear already? I'm only joking, mate. Yeah, I know you're doing a thing this weekend. I don't know what it is. Explain to us what it is.
So I'm doing a Hyrox competition.
No, I'm joking. Yeah, no, go on, keep going. I'm not joking.
This cunt who fucking just lives in his garage every day. You're a psychopath, you know.
Yeah, you're like the Ivan Drago, right, to my Rocky. So I'm like lifting wood and, you know, inhaling all the crappy atmosphere from my garage, and you're, I don't know, you're Virgin Active playing, or Duncan Bannatyne's gyms, paying like
spa.
120 quid a month just to sit in the spa. Go on, now, tell us what's all about.
So a Hyrox competition is...
Hyrox,
yeah. It's 8 stations, right? So it's in an arena in Manchester, which is it's a bit bigger than I expected. I just agreed to do it with one of my mates.
What arena is it? Not MEN.
No, it's in...
That doesn't really matter, does it?
It doesn't matter, does it?
Sorry.
I'll tell you which. I don't know where I get some pitching. But what it is it's 8 stations of like physical movement. So like the ski erg. You've been over there? Ski erg.
No, I don't know.
You
haven't
been
is.
Skiing?
No, I've never been skiing.
At the gym? No?
No, I've never been skiing, okay. No.
The ski erg, you do a kilometre ski with you and your mate.
Yeah.
A kilometre run, and then you go to the next station, which is a sled push, 150 kilo sled push, 50 metres, which Sweet. Is fucking well hard, by the way. Yeah. 150 kilos.
What kind of sled is it?
Like a metal sled, you know, like, I don't know, like the one that you put weights on. What do you use?
Well, like, is it the prowler thing where it's got no...
Yeah, prowler, yeah, okay. Which is very difficult.
Yeah.
Another kilometre run.
You'll be done, man. You'll just be like...
Mate, it's like...
Pushing
it's
it like
so
2 feet.
And then you do sled pull for 50 metres. What's the order? I don't know what the order is after that. Burpee broad jumps. So in between each one, you're doing a kilometre run. So there's 8 kilometres of running, and then you're doing these exercises. Burpee broad jumps for like 50 metres, which is like burpee jump. Burpee,
jumping like a frog for 50
metres. Like a frog,
meters.
Yeah. Farmer's carry with like, I think it's two 24 kilo kettlebells. A a kilometre row, and then you finally do the wall balls. You've done wall balls before. I imagine you haven't, if you've never visited.
No, I often... Can you hear that?
I can hear that.
That's what I often hear from the spare room.
Oh. From Mrs. Beard's arsenal of fucking rabbits.
It's all right. She doesn't. Oh, wait, she has started listening now because Jen's told her that I've been divulging stuff I shouldn't be. Anyway, wall balls. Yeah. No, I often go balls to the wall when it comes to working and whatnot. But
Wait,
no, I don't know what a wall ball is.
It's, you see, I think it's an 8 kilogram ball.
Yeah,
almost like a medicine ball, and you've got to squat and throw it up. I think it's 10 foot is the target, so it bounces off. You catch it and do a squat, 100 of those, and then you complete it, and that's the challenge.
Do you like winning things, or like competitive element? I think or is it just
the,
like everyone.
Oh yeah, that, like if I was an elite athlete, then there'd be a chance to win and go to like the qualifications to become like a. But we're not.
Ball champion of the world.
I just need to fucking finish it like in a decent time, and then. Hopefully try to do another one in summer. So I'm excited for that. And that could be a topic for next week's podcast, I think, is like if we talk about physical challenges or setting personal goals, I reckon that'd be a motivating one to start February off with.
Yeah.
We're a month late.
Is Danielle going with you or?
No, I wouldn't drag her to that.
There's nobody there to like cheer you on or what?
The lads from gym are going. And obviously I'm doing it with a couple of lads from gym as well. So yeah, I mean, when I did triathlons and that,
You're not going to get your GoPro on? No. Everyone that get in the comments, but it won't be up in time, will it, Dan?
No, it'll be done. Poor Danielle came to watch me do a half marathon in Blackpool where it fucking freezing, so I swore I'd never get her to.
Yeah, Lindsay came and watched me play football once.
That charity game recently?
Oh no, twice. She kind of had to go to that though because like it's a charity game, right? And actually we were staying for the weekend. Made a weekend of it, you know. No, but before that, like, she came and watched me play once, and she didn't come again to watch me play.
Because you shit at football?
No.
Because it's boring for her to watch football?
I think partly that, but I had a bit of a moment where I sulked at the end of the game as well.
Because you lost?
I used to play in a really shit team, so we lost every other week.
Well, Adam, as I said, next week we are going to talk about like personal feats and things like that, because I thought that'd be a pretty cool topic. But you did have a suggestion for a topic today. Can you please enlighten us and the viewers?
Yeah, it got me thinking after last week's episode. I thought, you know, I wonder if we could get away with killing Josh. And that's where the genesis of the idea came from, right? So I thought like the team, right, was saying, oh, what's the topic for next week's episode? And I never really have any good ideas. So I said...
we haven't done a Q&A in a while.
That's normally the fallback, right? I said, do you think we could talk about like how you could get away with killing somebody? Which I thought was a ridiculous idea. But to my surprise, everyone was like, yeah, that'd be something cool to talk about. Not entirely sure it's... Might get us on some kind of watch list.
Yeah, I think I'm fucked. I did a bit of research and I said how to get away with murder.
So you Googled how to get away with murder. Yeah. You better hope nobody dies then around you because like, you know, in suspicious circumstances because you'd be suspect... Prime suspect, yeah. Wouldn't you?
By the end of this podcast, you'll see how I'm going to get away with it.
Okay. I just think this idea came from when I was talking at the weekend. I was talking to, because my sister's, you know, she did some kind of legal shit. I don't really know what she does. But I was saying that, you know, I think it's possible that you could get away. I'm not saying I could get away with it. Yeah. But I think it's possible. She said, no, you can't get away with it.
How do you foresee this conversation going? Like, do you want to go first? Do you want, like, how...
No, I reckon you're going to have a worse idea about it than me. So I think you go first and I poke some holes in your theory and then...
I don't think you'll be able to poke holes in my theory if you see the angle I'm going to go down. So I think you've got to go first because it was your idea.
All right, okay. So considerations you have to have here. It sounds like it's a simple thing. How do you get away with killing somebody? But you have to consider... The level of technology available to the police now. Right. You know, things like CCTV and whatnot, DNA testing, forensic analysis and all that.
Yeah.
So I gave it some thought and I thought, first of all, you're going to have to choose a victim, right? It has to be somebody that really nobody cares about. So somebody like Josh, for example. No, I'm joking. No, so you have to, what I mean is you have to choose a victim. Because this is going to be cold-blooded murder, right? I'm not saying, yeah. This isn't how you get away with like killing someone you know, handy though that may be. So you're going to have to choose a complete stranger with no real ties to you, I think, right? Because obviously if it's if you I don't know why you would, but it feels like really dark talking about this stuff. Like, if I was going to kill like a family member or something like George or you, whatever, I'm going to be on the suspects list by default.
I think you'd be top of it.
I'm the first or second circle, aren't I? People they know. So you're going to have to pick somebody that has no real close connection to you, right? So for that, you're going to have to scope out somebody or almost do it entirely at random, right? Truly at random,
right?
But I think it would probably be better to do some kind of prep, right, into your victim,
right? Okay. Kind
of, but therein lies a bit of a problem, right? In that, like, if you can't really wouldn't sit outside somebody's house, and be like, yeah, I might kill this person tomorrow, because then you're going to be outside. So I think you're going to have to. I think this, right? So I'd go on. You have to, we haven't even talked about the attire. We didn't really give this any thought. We should have more structure to it. But like, you're gonna have to. I'm pretty distinctive looking, right? So yeah. I'm not gonna go out dressed like this. So I'm probably gonna have to,
like a child.
I'm probably gonna have to, if I really had to do it. Yes, probably gonna have to shave the beard off.
Yeah, I thought that as well.
That's disguise number one. That's like misdirection number one. Yeah. Shave the beard off, right? Number two, or I probably do. Have you seen Roy Keane's new little mustache he's got going on?
Yeah.
Maybe I'd do
it's
that.
Great.
It's just like he's got this kind of D'Artagnan look to him, right? Maybe I'd do a moustache.
It's like Cluedo.
I'd wax it up at the end like Poirot.
Top hat.
Yeah, go, but
it's like looking a like a character on Guess Who.
A monocle.
So yeah, I'd change your appearance, right?
Like Monopoly Man, yeah.
I'd go out at the dead of night, maybe even like super early. I mean, you know those like crazy dog walkers that are out at like 4 a.m.?
Yeah.
Experiment with that. Obviously fully clothed in black, obscuring my face, or you know, shave the beard. That depends how I felt, really.
Yeah.
Then at random, I'd kind of attack somebody on this walk, right, in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Right. So you're kind of chancing that you're going to come across somebody. You might walk down there, and you don't come across anyone, right?
Yeah.
And maybe the next day you don't feel like killing someone. I don't know. I'm not a murderer, but like, you're going to come across. Then you got to think of like, what's the weapon that you're going to use?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah. And the reason I'm thinking about this walk is because I walk every day by a river, right? Pretty long river.
I hope somebody clocks you, you know, now. That's it.
Reckon.
Yeah. Well, straight in the hogging.
So anyway, what I'm doing is, the first thing I thought about is, we had to strangle him to death, but I think that'd be too traumatic.
For you?
Yeah. I could see like I'd be like, oh no, I can't do that. I'd have to be quick, right? It'd have to be quick and sudden. So I'd go with a rock that I acquired on the way. Are you impressed so far?
No,
what the fuck? So like you get a rock, right? Because it can't be traced back. It's not a weapon. It's not like an actual weapon, right?
Yeah.
If you strangle somebody, chances are they're going to try and protect themselves. So the DNA might be underneath your, that if they ever find the body, which they're not going to, because I've got a theory on that. But like, if they found it, they would, you know, their DNA could be under your, their fingernails.
But so you're wearing gloves and that, right? So you're going to have like, you're gonna have like latex gloves on and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, but like
some marigold.
Yeah, or something like that. Whatever.
Ping.
But anyway, I've left that theory behind. I don't think strangulation is the thing. Well, I'm gonna go with a rock.
Okay.
Right. I acquire this rock on the way.
Yeah.
Plenty of rocks along the riverbank and whatever. And I just clock them clean over the head. Hopefully, it's a one and done kind of thing.
Yeah.
Then once they're out, haul them in the river because it's got current. Not saying they can't find the body, but it's far harder to find a body when there's current.
Okay.
And if they're in there long enough, which I'm taking the chance on, I've seen enough TV shows that it's going to degrade the potential DNA evidence if they have got anything of mine on their personage, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's like hairs, whatever, skin. If there was
it's
any...
Not.
The only thing I've got to, yeah, the only thing I've got to worry about is potential splatter, right?
That's what I was going to ask,
But I think... I don't know that there'd be that much, right? If you like, maybe I'm taking a chance, but like you hit somebody over the head with a rock, isn't that just going to be kind of blunt force trauma? It's probably not going to be that much, what do they call it, on like CSI and whatnot?
Splatter?
Yeah.
Well, that's probably the non-technical
I think there'll be a lot of blood. Ring Ben.
I don't think, Ben's kind of implicating himself there, isn't he, by saying like, oh yeah, this is how you get away with it. He's an ex-copper.
Yeah.
He probably can't say that. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to hide him in the river and then... I've got a good poker face, so like anyone comes asking questions, I'm cool. So that's my theory. Done. I think I get away with it.
I think there's a lot of big problems with that.
Go on then, hit me with
it. I think leading up to it, you just creeping around at woods. Yeah, you're going to surprise somebody. But I think you're going to have to be pretty selective with your target, because it's going to be somebody really little, isn't it? And I hate taking piss out of you, but like, it's going to have to be somebody small for you, because what if they turn on you? What if they go, they're just like, Terminator, fuck, turn around and you've bollocks that out, yeah? This is what you're going to do.
This, by the way, this was like the worst idea for a podcast. You said it was a good idea. This is horrendous.
Why?
Because it's like, well, alcohol, can you talk about? Like, kill, we should, if you're going to do something like this, you should get like an expert on forensics.
You seem like an expert. You really put a lot of thought into it, to be fair.
That would have helped. But I don't think we're considering like what could potentially happen in terms of like it coming back on you. I'm just saying this is the theory of how I could get away with it. I'm not saying I definitely would.
Yeah, okay.
But of course it could turn on you.
Yeah.
But I think a rock to the head, like completely unprovoked, if you're on a walk and you come up behind somebody, yeah. I think if you're committed to the to terminating somebody, then you're probably gonna nail it. They're gonna be at least out cold, aren't they?
I think it's gonna be a tough one as well, because like, what size rock do you use? Do you know what I mean? Because
the biggest rock that can be handheld.
No, because like you need to get that force, don't you? Yeah, like, and
yeah, I'm not
like
talking
you've got
like
little arms, and it's like talkies, you know, like distance. You know,
yeah, I'm not saying like a Looney Tunes boulder kind of thing. Like, I'm talking like a handheld rock about like a slightly bigger than that, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe with a sharp edge to it. So I might spend a bit of time choosing my rock.
Yeah.
Let's
assume. So how much does this person weigh?
I don't know. I'm not going to pick somebody that's 7 feet tall, am I? Like, I'm going to pick like I'm going to be cruising the riverbanks, right?
Do they have a dog?
No, obviously I'm not going to choose someone with a dog. Right. So, the dog walker argument.
So, like, you'd probably end up killing another killer because there'd be some other creep out there. Wait, that's what's going to happen. You're going to be out there going, right, I'm going to kill some fella. Like, I'll kill a dog walker. Like, this fella's not got a dog. He's wearing all black. Boof. You just killed another killer. Well, that could be like a public service.
Yeah, yeah, like Minority Report. Like, I knew in advance he was going to kill someone.
But yeah, all right, so let's say it's a 10-stone dog-walking person that forgot the dog that day.
Or they've got like a really little dog that can't do any damage. Like it's a chihuahua.
What could you do with the dog after though?
The dog...
Is the dog getting it as well?
I think you're more sad about the dog dying than the human.
Of course I am. Dog's better than human.
Well, like, can we interject at several points and you put some text on screen just so this is all hypothetical? Of course, we're not either thinking about it or advocating, of course, doing anyone any harm, dogs or otherwise.
There's something in the news in a few weeks where a guy with like Bearden's food told me to do it.
Right, so there's a dog walker with his chihuahua. So you've dog walker's on his on face down, you've done him. End X. What about the chihuahua? What are you doing to the chihuahua?
I think the chihuahua's gonna have to go in the sea as well, isn't it?
Yeah, but how are you killing it?
Well, maybe it's got a chance of surviving if I just...
No, but that's evidence.
Off. Can I just run off?
Wouldn't you just leave it?
Well, no, because you...
Yeah, just run off. I'll run off.
Yeah, but they still got to get it river. Well, the dog's going to run off, or you're going to run off?
No, I'm going to run off. The dog's going to be...
I've seen you run. You see a video of him.
I'm going to stroll off, yeah. Briskly walk off.
Okay, but you said you were putting the dude in the river.
Yeah.
So when are you putting the guy in the river?
Well, he's next to the river. He's already going in there. You know, like, picture the scene. Dog's barking, but it's a little dog, right? So it's just kind of like, it's getting at my jeans and whatnot. So I've got the body by the legs, the cadaver by the legs. And then, like, you know, I'm reasonably, for my size, pretty strong. So I, like, pull him to the edge of the boot him in. He really, rather limply rolls into the river. I make sure he's reasonably well concealed and he's gone off a little bit. Or I probably need to tie some around him.
Yeah, because I think he's going to float, yeah.
Yeah.
I think bodies expand up after they've died for a little bit.
You'd have to pick up some more rocks and tie them to his shoes.
I'd go back to my rock armory and I'd get a bigger rock.
Dog's still barking. You prick, you kill me owner. You're going to have to boot the dog. You're going to have to kick the dog off that fence.
Well, to be fair, yeah, the dog's going to... It could be drawing attention to me, couldn't it?
Yeah, massively, yeah. I'm thinking of my dog.
All right, if it's a little dog, maybe I'll... do people walk cats?
No.
All right, okay.
They're serial killers. Right, so you definitely kill a serial killer. There's a guy... Have you seen that meme where he's like... He's like, I can't believe you're walking an ostrich. And the fella's walking an ostrich down the town centre. He goes, it's a fucking emu.
Hey, you know what, though?
Insert the meme, please.
There's a dude who lives near where I live that walks a goat.
Fuck off.
I've been dead serious. And I told you the story before.
No.
He walks a goat, man. like walking his goat along.
On a lead, or is it follow him?
I might be doing a public service if I finish that guy off. yeah, like, no, he walks a goat around.
Can't you walk like ferrets and stuff as well? Yeah, like, yeah. People walk for it.
Yeah.
Ferrets.
I think I'd be waiting a long time if I'm waiting for a stranger to come along at 3 a.m. with a fucking ferret, yeah. I don't know. Like, maybe I just can't get over it. I think we've heard enough of my theory.
No. We need to keep digging because I can't believe we've got this far into it and we're falling apart by you not admitting that you just fucking killed the dog. Just kill the dog.
Well, it's George's reaction. I can already sense. Like, I can already sense that people in the comments will be like,
"I think that'd be harder killing the dog than it would."
I don't think I need to. Right. You know what? Let's just get away from the dog argument. I'm killing a person who's out
having a run.
They're just out for an early run. I'm waiting for that one, but somebody's gonna come along at some point in the winter, like in, either in the very late
usually, or this four or five
AM.
Phones on, getting his steps in.
but usually, if someone's out running,
what am I listening to? Tool Unlimited.
If someone's out running at like ridiculous hours, usually they're like in pretty good shape. Like they might be able to do you.
All right, we're gonna have to move on because like let's assume that there's no dog. And you've slaughtered the dude, right? So you slaughtered this person, they're dead, and you're on the river's edge. And we've already said you can't just lob the body in because it's just going to bob up and down. You'll probably get stuck in like a shopping trolley or somewhere, like with rivers and lakes around here. So what are you doing to weigh that body down?
We'd add an entire rock to it.
Okay.
Which is quite easy to do, right? We're going to have a length of rope at home, probably. Somewhere. I've got a couple of like resistance bands, like anything that could tie something to something.
Yeah, okay.
I'll take one of those out with me. It's reasonably inconspicuous. Tie something to it, the body's it's no more, right?
Okay, well, I mean, we can't do podcasts from prison because you're definitely getting caught. So like, I'm just gonna say, I'm putting it out there that you're not getting away with this murder.
But what is it that makes you think I can't? You don't give me any kind of forensic evidence as to why I'm not getting away.
Oh,
with
no,
it.
Oh no, like I think you'd definitely get caught. Like I think the body's gonna be found. Very quickly.
How's it going to be found?
Because I've seen your... Like, you can barely open your camera bag. So I can't imagine you tying knots is going to be any good with a rock around a body when it's dark.
Yeah. I'm happy that I'm not getting away with it in your perspective because it shows that I'm not a cold-blooded killer and all the people getting pure enraged at the thought that we're talking about killing people are going to be like, oh, yeah, it's all right. Yeah, he wouldn't be caught.
If they find the body, though, what forensic evidence, realistically, are they going to find?
Yeah. You know, like the body, have you seen like those shows? Like the body's like fully bloated and stuff and it's like, yeah. It's not going to human anymore.
But maybe like his one gloves hit with the rock, dispose of the rock in the river, so it's like all the blood's washed off the rock.
Yeah. Plus, they're never like, going to find that one rock, are they? They're not going to be looking for individual rocks.
What Ben's told us is, Ben, the police officer,
we should have got him on as a guest for this one, really.
We fucked it, yeah. We can't, we're committed now. How far are we into it? Like 30 minutes in? Yeah. We're committed now. He said that you basically, like, you're completely traceable, so there'll be a point within your thinking, what the fuck is going on now? At UFO?
Bin
man? For fuck's sake, man. Bin men. There was some point in that journey where they're going to spot you getting out of your Tesla, whether it's at home.
Why would
be
in, I'm not, I'm
be
never
CCTV.
In it. There's no point at which I'm in the Tesla.
No, yeah, but at some point, like, from you living in your house to wherever
I can get to the
is.
River, with no, there is no. The only thing I might be caught on is potentially like one of those Ring doorbells.
Well, yeah, that's what would come
but
out.
How are they going to know it's me?
No, but they're going to, police are going to be like.
Beard off,
I've shaved my beard off, I'm fully in black. Or like any colour, but grey. You're making a good job of trying to bring that back.
bring
like
it back.
I'm fully in like and in that, right? So how are they going to know it's me?
Because they're going
to unless somebody sees me leaving my house.
This is it. Like I, so, okay, or that, coming back,
right? And
they're like, "Fucking, our beard looks weird. You ain't got a beard."
what I didn't mention is obviously I'm going to have somebody in cahoots. So I've got like Mrs. Beard at home who's saying, "Yeah,
it's your alibi.
Yeah, right, yeah. And, you know, she takes does a couple of Instagram stories, which implies I'm still there, but I'm actually not there.
Ooh, this is where it all falls. I
should have mentioned that earlier.
Yeah, but do you think Lindsay's gonna like in court? She's gonna lie in court for you because like,
well, no,
we might get this far.
No, she wouldn't, obviously. But like, the whole point is this is hypothetical, right? Like, the best case scenario is how you would get away with it. So I don't know, maybe I pay you whatever you do, basically anything, I think.
for money?
For money, yeah. So like, I pay you a couple of quid. And
if you rang me and went, "Josh, right, like, we need to get rid of a body," I'd be like, "Let's go."
I probably would. You'd probably be the guy. You would probably be the guy I'd call because I'd be like, "Well, this guy solves problems, right?"
He's a problem solver. Let's go.
But then that's another person that that's. But you're just increasing the net, then, aren't you? Because then Danielle's going to wonder where you've gone.
Yeah,
she's probably thinking, "Thank fuck, I've got a bit of peace and quiet, yeah. right?" But she's still going to know that you're gone.
It's that old Hell's Angels quote, isn't it? Three people can keep a secret as long as two of them are dead.
Was that Hell's Angels?
One of the Hell's Angels quoted that. Like, I think
where did you?
Because I used to read a lot of I used to like reading the cops that went undercovers within like motorcycle gangs. I was watching a lot of Sons of Anarchy at the time. And
I've never seen that show.
There was a guy called something Clancy. I forget his name, and he went undercovers in the
Tom.
Tom Clancy. He went quite high up in the Hell's Angels, and that was one of the sayings. I think Sonny Barger was the founding member of Hell's Angels. It might have been him that said it. Somebody in the comments. We've got a couple of people that listen to the podcast now. Somebody will confirm that. But I thought that's a pretty good quote, isn't it?
They've all unsubscribed, mate. Like, why are you talking about killing people?
You said that you'd mentioned this at the weekend because you are a psychopath. And where did your sister poke
holes in
your story?
I didn't come up with the idea. I just said that maybe I could get away with it. And then Jenna just laughed at me and said, she was like, no, how are you going to do it? And I said, go down by the road. She's like, no, somebody will see you on CCTV. So she basically gave me that whole idea I just gave to you was not formed in this mind. She basically told me that, and then I just remembered it and repeated it for you.
Okay.
Because obviously I've never thought about killing anyone, apart from you occasionally. And then sometimes George, but that's only because he looks so stylish. I thought about killing him when he turned up to your birthday party looking
in
like
a
pure swish.
Yeah. I know.
I want to stab him to death right then and there. I'm joking.
Jesus.
I'm only joking. But, I don't think I'm going to get away with it. I just, for the sake of the podcast, I told you I wanted to do a Q&A, man. That was
Josh, how would you get away with murder?
Right.
What would you do?
I actually do think I could get away with it. Or I could.
You should have gone first because my idea was the wank.
I expected more, to be fair, given it was your topic to come up with.
I thought about a lot of stuff there, though. It wasn't like I just thought, I could kill some dude.
I don't think you did think of a lot of stuff.
Go on then.
I think you went for the path of least resistance to just get somebody slaughtered. I think I could get away with it, right? So hear me out. So when I were at sea, first trip at sea.
That's unfair because I'm never going to be at sea.
No, listen.
During the war.
First trip at sea, I had to share a cabin with this guy, right? We're on a training ship, we're on an ammunition ship. And I had to share this cabin, and his admin were fucking terrible. Like, he were a scruffy cunt. He were a mouth breather. And when you've been at sea for 6 weeks, you get to your head. When you spend more than 20 minutes with me.
Yeah, Josh, wait a second though. You realise it's supposed to be hypothetical. You're not supposed to talk about times you actually wanted to kill someone.
I didn't kill him. But I wanted to. I wanted to briefly hurt him. Do you know what I mean?
No.
You do know you get angry with me if we've spent more than 2 days in London together. You're ready to start just .
Yeah, but I would never. I'm not a violent man.
Hypothetically,
you're in the Navy,
cabin with this dickhead, right? So I thought, I want a fucking cabin. I either need to move cabins or this guy's gonna go. I move cabins, right? But this fucking dickhead, right? Doing me head in. I thought. People can go missing at sea all the time.
Right, so go on then. How did you think about killing this poor man?
I think before I went to sea, I assumed that the world, if you ended up in the sea at any point, a plane lands in the sea, you're having a bad day on a flight or you fall overboard. I just assumed you'd be able to swim to shore, right? You might be able to just float or swim. You'll float for long enough that somebody's going to come and find you. I figured
that was what you thought before you joined the Navy.
Yeah.
I feel the entry to the Navy, that should be one of the key tests. If anyone from the Navy listens, put this in aptitude test.
No, listen.
Why would you think that you could swim to shore?
Not swim to shore, but just survive. Do you think that if you just...
Do you know how cold the sea is, man?
No, all right, we're in the Caribbean. It's fucking, 15 degrees is the water, 20 degrees. It's warm.
If you go to the sea and you can't see shore, you're dying, basically, unless somebody knows you're there.
Would you have thought that as well? No. You think you're down?
For sure.
Georgia?
I say some daft shit. That's the dumbest thing you've ever said.
I thought, I'm not saying you're going to swim to shore. I don't know why
Kate Winslet was really worried in the Titanic that she's going to fall in the middle of the fucking Atlantic.
Yeah, you were freezing there. But what I'm saying is, I thought you'd be able to float for long enough that somebody would come and find you. I figured, they'd get helicopters out and planes and they'd just he's there. We'll just go get him. That's the GPS location. Yeah?
No,
you don't think so?
All right.
Fuck, well, you got it.
On your own.
I assumed that, yeah, you'd be all right.
That's not true, but you assumed it. Okay, go on.
Yeah, and but having been at sea for many years, I realised how volatile it was. So volatile, actually, that I wouldn't go on the upper decks after, the sunset, because if you fall overboard on a ship, you're pretty fucked. So if somebody were going to get killed, they need to be on a ship. Right. Like they need to be going.
I'm feeling it, yeah.
In the Oggin. And you're pretty much like over dry at that point, to be honest.
Are there any cameras on deck though that can see?
No, so it depends on the ship, but not really. Like,
how likely is it that you're going to be? You could.
If you're on a cruise ship, you're going to get spotted.
Just forget, let's just assume that you're in the Navy, right? Yeah. That's your inn, right?
Yeah.
If you're on the top deck, whatever they call it, you know, the part where you can out. It's probably the top deck, right?
Yeah.
And you've somehow said, hey, do you want to meet me for a.
A run on the flight deck.
Is that what people do?
Yeah, they run fucking circles on the flight deck.
What if you want to just do something social, like you say, come up to the flight deck for a cigarello or whatever. People have for a talk on the pipe.
Yeah, so I think, if you're on the flight deck, there will definitely be a camera because that's where the from the bridge, they're going to need to see helicopters coming in. But any of the upper decks, there's not going to be any cameras.
Right. So you could say to your mate, Mouth Breathy Martin or whatever he was called, yeah. Like, do you fancy it? I've got something on my mind. Do you want to come to the deck? You know, nice night tonight, maybe.
Yeah.
And we'll have a smoke.
You've been mouth breathing for 6 weeks and you fucking stink and you're doing me head in. Should we just go up to the upper decks and have a little chat about it? And yeah, Josh, let's go upstairs. And I'm like,
do you ever consider this person had a medical problem?
He survived. He's passed his medical. All right. He's at sea. He's all right.
Well, anyway, so you could get up there, and then when he's up there,
yeah.
But I've seen your upper body strength. Actually, no, it's all right. You picked me up, didn't you? Fair cop. But I mean, that was like powered by
when we started recording last week, I've joked you as well.
That's when you. But afterwards, you're like. So you're going to be done for this weekend's CrossFit games or whatever it is. Anyway, so so then you throw him over.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, there's no curfew. I would have thought it'd be like after like a certain time you can't go on the top
deck. Ship is yours. It's like it's...
But not for safety.
It's your home, yeah. You live there. Like, and if you're doing like rounds... So all the times you're probably going to get it is like if somebody was doing their rounds. So they'll be doing rounds of the ship to make sure stuff's got like there's no fires, floods. The people checking the ships constantly. 24-hour period, you just keep moving around. So that you might get caught with that.
So you got to be like, when you used to play like so, what was it called? Not So Solid. They were like a rap troupe, weren't they? 21 seconds. I was thinking about Metal Gear Solid. That's what I was thinking about. do you remember that song by So Solid Crew? You're too young. I don't know why I'm... do you remember it?
No.
I got 21 seconds to go.
Oh, yeah. I know that, yeah.
Yeah. Did you see me in the video? Oh, no. Yeah. Why were they like, how many were they? George, Google like how many people were in the Soul Solid crew.
This is crucial information.
I'm saying this because I'm trying to like somehow get us away from the topic of killing people.
That's going to be the title. How B&B's food would get away with killing someone.
That's probably what George will call it. Yeah, he loves this clickbait. So it would be like, you know, when you played like Metal Gear Solid and you have to look at the guard's pattern of patrol.
Yeah.
And then you have to pick a point at which he's not going to be around.
Yeah.
Still think there's inherent risk there and there's a chance somebody might see you. I suppose if you hoy him over, is that there's no like alarm system for people on? I feel like you're always going to be walking around with a life jacket on, no?
No. So this is what really shocked me about being at sea is like the ship's yours and there's not that many people on it. You know, it's a massive ship. And
how many people are on it on average?
It depends.
So it's like a big battle cruiser thing.
There might be a couple of hundred people on it, but like there's a lot going to be sleeping. There's a lot going to be working. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're not going to have a life jacket on. So we did man overboard drills in the Falklands, right? So the sea, it was like a 20-foot swell. It was like a roller coaster. And they were like, oh, I'll do man overboard drills. So what you've got is you've got this dummy called, I'll get you a picture, called Man Overboard Fred. So he's in a...
That's
what we call him, man.
Why didn't we just do your like Navy stories? That's like, that's the episode we should have done.
People keep asking
people
for
keep
it.
Asking, you're like, no, I don't really want to tell
you. We will do it. But Man Overboard Fred is like, so he's in a life-saving suit. So all bright orange, like head. And it's like a once-only survival suit. That's what you wear. And then you'd have an orange life jacket on. So he's bright as fuck. And I watched him. So if somebody goes over the wall, right, the ship will sound the horn 7 times, but that's only when the bridge has been informed. So somebody's got to spot you going over the wall. And then it's just like, people are just screaming, man overboard. And then the information. So man overboard 3 times, it might be like port side fucking over there. And all you've got to do is just fucking stand and point and just keep your eye on man overboard Fred. So man overboard Fred goes in the Oggin, right? And you're like, man overboard. And there might only be like 2 people on the upper deck. So the bridge might just hear it. Or you've got to then phone the bridge. So let's say,
where'd you phone him from?
The nearest fucking point. So you've got to take your eye off
a phone somewhere.
Well, you've got to take your eye off Fred, go inside, find a phone.
Fred!
ringing the bridge. There. You go back outside. So the ship might be doing, I don't know, 7 knots that way. The fucking swell's going that way. You come back outside, like, where's Fred gone, you know?
Yeah.
But if somebody else is in from the bridge and you're looking, fucking Fred, right, I can see Fred. So it's too much swell. You can't send a helicopter up. So they've got to put a boat in to go get him.
Yeah.
Fred disappears in seconds, mate. Like, and he's bright orange. So if you're going over and you're in a boiler suit or you're in your uniform, you know, blue or
at,
black.
At night as well.
You're great Hollister One Piece.
No chance.
You're dead as fuck, mate.
But surely there's going to be someone that's going to be, what, where's so-and-so?
Yeah, but like, but
he's got gone, someone to answer
yeah, but
to.
You could, yeah, but like, let's say you've come off shift. So you've done 8 on, like, I don't know, 4 on, 8 off. So you've done 4 hour shift and you've got 8 hours off now. You've got 8 hours before somebody's going to clock you at 7 knots at a swell going, you know what I mean? Like, current's going that way. You're going, ship's going that way. And it took 14 turns. You're fucking gone, mate. Like,
ships landed in Antigua. Fred's in fucking Reykjavik or something. I don't know.
What's that program where it were on a Navy ship and it were like an investigation into a murder or something?
Oh, there were
The thing with the
submarine guy.
No, Patterson Joseph was in it. And Saran Jones was in it.
There were a guy who were in that.
It was a submarine though, right? Not a ship.
It might have been a submarine.
Yeah, there was a guy that got killed on a submarine, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so like, wouldn't that launch, like, if someone went missing from the ship, wouldn't that launch some type of investigation?
Well, yeah, it would, but like,
that person, like,
but if there are no cameras, I'm not sure that I believe you that there are no cameras. Maybe there are cameras you're unaware of, you know?
No, I mean, like, I were an engineer, so like, we knew, you know, the ship like the back of your hand. They didn't.
All right, you win then.
So I think if it's going to happen, you've got to be at sea. Even on a cruise ship, these people go over the wall on cruise ships all the time and they're just gone.
I wish somebody would throw Jay McDonald over the side of one of them. I tell you, man. Oh, did I just say it out loud? Sorry, Jay. Never getting here on as a guest now.
But yeah, I think the only way you're going to get away with it is at sea.
After you win that one, yeah. I'm not going to, I can't contend that my theory is better.
So I kind of want to try and poke a hole in it just to...
Keep thinking. I know, Ben, you got any suggestions, mate? Yeah.
Are they awake when you throw them over?
You don't, they could be, well, yeah, they're going to have to be excited.
I want to hear them screaming as they're like in the water and like falling. And
drowning. That's a good point.
So
probably not going to hear it.
Even if you screamed, I don't think the only person that's going to hear it is like the person that's probably throwing you over. Because if you imagine a ship's got massive engines, they could have turbines, they could have big diesel engines. So you've got exhaust, it's the vibrations of a ship and the noise and the water splashing against the side of the ship. Help, and it's just getting quieter. Help. Do you know what I mean? You fucked. You're dead. And you're
like, I think you win that one, man.
Man overboard. Yes, I've got my cabin back. Man overboard. Oh, he's not here. Oh, well.
Do you reckon there's a chance that this bloke could be watching the pod?
No, I don't think so. No. Everyone that I've ever shared a cabin with was going to be like, was that me? was that me?
The problem there, though, is that you've got like, you're cheating a bit by having like access to a pretty much a very unique scenario whereby you're on at sea on a ship. But I think, yeah, you...
I suppose though, if you're on a cruise ship, like that's not that unique of a situation to be in.
No, but I think that's harder though because you're... I think it's probably by implication people probably don't commit crimes very often on a ship.
On like a warship.
For obvious reasons, but I think on a cruise ship, I think it's more like they're going to be going at a slower speed, I would imagine.
In fact, a cruise ship would be a good one. Right, because you could get a cabin that's got a balcony. So, like, by implication, you're going to be first one going. If you're sharing a cabin with someone, me and you are sharing a cabin, and then you disappear.
Forget that. I'll tell you that. Hypothetical scenario, no.
But yeah, like that could happen on a cruise ship. You could get a balcony.
So the balcony goes over to the water, so they wouldn't drop and just fall on bottom deck.
But even, I mean. It depends on where you could land on a lifeboat or something or on a deck,
be
but
incredibly unlucky.
Yeah, but that's going to do some damage as well, isn't it? Yeah. But either way, like if you end up on the top of a lifeboat or in the water, you're pretty fucked.
I don't think you're done for if you land on a lifeboat. Isn't the implication?
Yeah, see the size of these shit. Imagine if it's like you're 10 stories above the lifeboat.
Yeah, but then those are all hypotheticals, aren't they? I mean, it's all hypothetical. But I think a cruise ship. Nah, I'm not really buying that one as much. Somebody's going to see that.
I don't know, mate. People, can you Google how many people fall off cruise ships a year?
Yeah,
you don't
hear many people like cruise ships. Are that's the scenario where people are going to be on the top deck and they're going to be probably pissed a lot of the time, and you don't really hear that many people dying at sea.
I think because we're in Leeds, we don't see any of the like. Obviously, I would have seen more being in that circle of being at sea because you'd get like reports and stuff. But I think
So on Google it says, in reality, one or two people go overboard each month out of roughly 2.5 million who cruises during the same time frame.
How many die though?
I don't know.
You can get Googling it.
I don't know why you would know, to be honest, but like, no. I bet it's not that many because they're going as fast, slower. I think somebody's going to know. There's always going to be people around on cruise ships. Like, I can totally buy that.
No, but it says usually like what kills them from falling off, like that happens quite a lot, and it's from cold shock from the water.
Yeah.
I get cold shock when I come out in the middle of January.
Even if somebody is on a cruise ship, the cruise ship's got to, so for the scenario of a man overboard, they've got to, the ship's got to go forward, and then I didn't work on the bridge, but they've basically got to do like a figure of eight and come back on the path that they were on.
Yeah.
But you're trying to move a ship, you know, like, so it might take, fuck knows how many, it could take a mile for it to slow down and start doing the turn.
Yeah, I've seen Titanic.
You know, and then you've got to like coming back on it, and there's all sorts going on. I think you're going to really struggle to find someone.
How long would it actually take for one of those Navy ships to do like a U-turn, go back onto the same course?
It really depends on the size of the ship. So you've got like little destroyers that are smaller, but they'll be going fast as fuck. And then you've got like the big ships that turn like a ship. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it could take fucking ages.
You've got those ships that turn like a ship.
So yeah, like
I think it's pretty solid, to be fair.
Yeah, I don't think... I think of the two theories, certainly Josh has got me...
So what's going to cruise?
I've never wanted
we'll
to...
We'll film that video this year.
I can't wait for that. Yeah, for Channel Crossing when we go on ferry.
I've never... Would you ever want to go on a cruise? I can't think of anything worse.
Yeah, it's class, mate.
No.
All those people.
I can't think of anything worse than being on a cruise.
So let's move this forward a little bit.
Oh, there's more? I thought
a little bit more. Like, what would your serial killer nickname be?
This is Mike's suggestion into the idea.
So Tory Mike piped a bit chat. We still haven't kicked him out yet. So like, imagine you've got away with a few now, right?
Yeah, that's the... So I'm a serial killer now.
Yeah,
I'm not
just,
and it's not like a one-off.
You're like the Castleford Crippler or like...
No, lad. I'm That's so funny that I can't tell you to take it out, right? Fortunately for me, we're about to move. But I'm not. I think. Wait, give me a second. I think about it. You didn't. You should
right, George,
with
Claude,
this.
What's his serial killer name going to be? Let's have some.
It's
got
to be like Beard Meets Summit on it.
Like, it's got Beard Meets Bricks.
That implies that they know it's me from the start. Wait. Have you got one in mind?
The Castleford Crippler. That's
not for you. You fucking tit.
I don't know, George. What are you saying?
So stupid.
This is tough, isn't it?
That's a good one. The Morley Mangler.
Right,
because you mangle people. Oh no, but you're throwing them over the deck. Yeah, you're not really mangling them, are you?
Nah.
The Tingly Tipper, because you're tipping them over the edge.
Ah, there we go. I like it. So they've got the Castleford Crippler and the
Dewsbury Drowner. I don't know, man. No, I've got mine's got to have leads in it. I'm not. Don't be tiring me with that. I don't
know. All right. So we know you've got a catchphrase as well, right? So on your food challenges, you go, "Let's do this," right? So like before you slot somebody, what are you saying to them? What's your catchphrase? What's your killer catchphrase?
Gives you away, though.
But the victim ain't gonna
know. Dead anyway, aren't they?
The victims. That's it.
I know, but someone might hear. Let's do this in the distance, and
it's like full Jeffrey Dahmer. I just want to take some pictures.
Maybe that, but that's like that's kind of like misdirection, right? Because they're gonna think, well, obviously it can't be Beard Meets Food, because he wouldn't be saying his catchphrase before like cautioning somebody over the head with a rock.
Well, the fucking Tingly Tipper is gonna be, let's get it. There you go, misdirection. In case the you know.
This is a weird one, man.
Josh, you could be the semen curdler.
The semen curdler, yeah.
Cut that part out. We don't need to relive this. It's been bad enough already.
Last question then.
Right, go on then.
Right, so how would you kill me?
Oh, I couldn't kill you, mate. Like, what would I do without you?
He's a fucking liar. He's putting on this, like...
I couldn't.
This front.
No, it's all... You know, it's all... It's all theatrics, you know. I could never... I'd take the bullet before you. If we were sat there and somebody said, right... Ginger's getting it, or ultra successful,
super handsome,
morally astute Beard is getting it. Who's? I'd take the bullet for you, mate.
Ah, That's, I feel bad now. But you'd
on the proviso that you'd have to tell people about it.
Like, you're a hero.
You're taking out Facebook ads to kind of tell people about it. You're spending like 10 grand to know that everyone knows that I saved you. That kind of tell people about it.
Talk about it on the podcast for like years to come.
We wouldn't have a podcast left. He's the draw, isn't he? He's the man.
What do you think people come in here and listen to Josh?
At the minute.
Yeah.
People do like Josh at the minute.
Yeah, I've been getting some love in the comment section. It's been nice.
Yeah, somebody called you a hero, didn't they, in the last one? Josh is the hero or something.
What did he put?
Somebody said Josh is the hero.
Everyone's just been saying how funny you are. I'm saying how shit our thumbnails are.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I did? Like, Josh, I mean, Josh, what's going on with it? Like, the you put the structure up to like 5,000 or something. It's like you run it through Lightroom 6 times and every time put structure up to 100.
Do you know why?
I don't know.
Because Josh wanted that cartoony sort of effect on your faces. So
I might be talking to Paddy Galloway again.
I'll be talking to Mr. Beast, your boy, you know. He gets tips off you, doesn't he? Last section then, I think Fessel needs to be...
We're going to get sued by a man, we're just repeating what they tweet.
Yeah, but
it's anonymous, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not like we're saying it's our information. Yeah, but
they're anonymously fake though. That has some genesis in whoever owns it.
I believe this one that's coming out, mate. I believe this. George, can you please read the Fessel for us, please? Have we got a jingle for it yet?
We need to get a jingle We need an original name for this segment though. Can't just call it Fessel, because that's not original.
Sponsored by Fessel.
There you go.
So this isn't my whoever owns Fessel, this is not my idea, mate.
Like, they'll be buzzing. All 14 of us fucking listeners will be following it now. Oh, you ruined my Instagram, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You were like, Beard, can't you do a bit of cross promo? Tell people about your podcast. So I put up a story saying, it's not good to be back on the Breaking Bread podcast with my... What does I call you? I called you a brown belt in Pujitsu. But I said he was giving away a free drone. So he's giving away a free drone. Message him for it. How many DMs did you get?
Yeah, he tagged me on his story. So I got a few bunch of followers then. Just my DMs just started getting full.
How many did you get?
I didn't know what it meant at first because I read it and everyone was like, can I have it, mate? And I'm like, what the fuck are you on about? And then I saw yours and I'm like, exactly, Tony. So what you thought? I must have got 15, at least 16 DMs.
Yeah.
I'm saying... Can I have the drone?
Give me a drone.
With like elaborate reasons why they should have the drone as well. There's no drones. I'm not giving away any drones.
That's
for the OG listeners will know.
Yeah, that's a bit of an in-joke, but yeah, if you've been around since the very start, you'll know that Josh had a bit of a... he did actually give away a drone. Years ago now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And, you know, you got thousands of DMs from people saying, look, you know, I'm poor, please give me a drone.
My dog's dying.
I want a drone.
I need a drone.
So I just thought it might be fun to send people to his Instagram account.
Yeah.
Under the pretense that he's giving away another drone.
Yes, I put a picture up, the Photoshop picture of me and you where I made you super small and put the little pricks lying. There is no drone giveaway. To which all 10 followers that followed me then unfollowed me.
Did they?
Yeah. Fuck off.
That's funny.
Anyway, right. Give us the festival, George.
Okay, so this week's festival. I've been focusing on my fitness. I'm mighty impressed with my step count, 15,000. Yesterday, I spent the day in bed and wanked 3 times for 6,000 steps. Now I realise my step count is a lot lower than I thought.
I don't get it.
He's got his like Fitbit on.
So that's how poor the technology is that they can mistake.
He was skiing in bed.
So they make mistakes up for steps.
I would imagine so, yeah.
They probably need to improve the technology. That's the take home. You just need to improve the technology. If that's what it's like, if it's counting that towards, sort of like wreck the humor of it and whatnot.
I know when Jess gets home from work, she hasn't got all the steps in. She'll stand on the spot. No. She'll stand on the spot and she'll just do that. Just jog on the spot and that gets the steps in. And
that just counts, though, doesn't it?
Like it does count, but.
How many calories do you burn every while? Can you Google it?
Quite a lot, I think. Sex burns loads of calories.
No, not sex.
The door's open if you want to see it. Yeah, I'm just saying, you can get out if you want to. But like, what is...
You're ruining my search history now. You ruined your own by searching out and murder someone.
Google's been shut down.
What's this like whole get your steps in thing? That whole expression even winds me up.
Because it's a simple way for people to burn. Like, you step a lot. You go and you walk out riverbed and kill people.
I don't have a Fitbit. I'm not counting it.
No, like, but what do some people do.
If the technology can mistake like just movement which is clearly not stepping, then what difference does it make? You could be what if you're like a professional yo-yoist? You'd be getting like bags of what are you, a professional drummer?
Oh yeah,
like how many steps? I mean, that does burn calories, but
that'd ruin you. your step count, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So on Google, it says, comparing it to a workout of moderate intensity for 30 minutes, it came out to be... 276 calories in men, 213 in women.
Was this for sex or for...
For masturbating.
There is no way in hell that... playing with yourself.
Two wanks is a Mars bar.
Is 276 calories. Like, what the fuck are you doing? You stood on your head or something, like, do give yourself a reach around. Like, what on earth, like, could, how could, like a 3 mile walk wouldn't burn that many calories. Like, a wank definitely isn't. How aggressive are you wanking? You know what I mean? Like, that's unbelievable.
That's comparing.
You need to report that stub. Like, whatever that article is reported, you know, on like grounds of like it not being, you know, fact check it.
Well, that is comparing it to a workout of moderate intensity for 30 minutes.
But it's not a workout of moderate intensity for 30 minutes. Do you know anyone that wanks for 30 minutes?
No.
Man, 3 minutes? I'd be like...
I can't say anyone's ever confessed to that.
Yeah, publicly on a podcast.
Probably be a good... Well, maybe not a good thing.
A 30-minute wank?
It'd show some endurance, wouldn't it? Self-control, if nothing else.
Chafing.
You know those people that do the... What's that? Tantric stuff?
Oh, yeah.
You know, they'll be touching themselves for like
an American
Paul
pie.
Paul Smith was talking about that tantric sex thing.
I'm totally tantric.
When Paul comes on the podcast, we could ask you about that. I'm pretty sure that he'd said that... It might not have been Paul, but maybe I shouldn't say this. Somebody said it. I'm pretty sure he said that he'd done like quote, fucking anonymous ayahuasca or some shit and then like gone down this mad
road. We need to do that Graham Hancock stuff that like he always talks about on Joe Rogan.
Yeah, like...
We go off to... Where do they
Peru, you got to go to like the jungles in Peru.
I thought it was like an Indonesia.
Would you do it? Would you go and do like a... Is it DMT or ayahuasca or whatever they
ayahuasca
call it?
Ayahuasca, that's what they get. DMT is a...
Is that where you lick a frog?
No. Oh. I'm not like, you know me, I'm not into recreational drug use, but I feel like if we crewed up, we get Mike,
yeah.
And we go into like the deepest, darkest jungle, right? We get some witch doctor to give us like some ayahuasca. That's going to be like, that's gold, right?
Mate, imagine demons that have come out of him. He's like tripping, fucking climbing, like climbing a tree.
But I think I'm largely unaffected by generally like, maybe not, I'm not saying I'm being pervious to that, mate, but I feel like it wouldn't be...
I think we should do it, you know. Paul said they were like one of the best things ever done. Like he did some sort of like...
You have a bad trip though, and then you...
Someone said on the live show, they were like, you should do mushrooms on the podcast.
I love it.
No.
Apparently mushrooms are like really heavy, you know, like in comparison.
You know, really hallucinogenic, aren't
they? But like compared to like the DMT or whatever it is, like that's a natural thing.
The thing about ayahuasca is like for whatever reason, it's supposed to give you in most people, it elicits some kind of what they believe to be a spiritual experience. And obviously, they're just tripping. But like, it's supposed to be like an enlightening experience, which makes you think differently about life.
That is exactly what Paul said to me. Yeah. But Paul spoke about it publicly on podcast before, where it's completely changed his life. Like he was at a complete impasse in his life, and he did this ayahuasca trip. And
just before he was a professional comedian, or no?
No, he was still a comedian, but I don't know if he was coming towards the end of what he liked of his career, but it's sort of how he reinvented himself. So Paul's got tattoos. If you watch all his earlier stuff, he's got no tattoos. Now he's got all tattoos all up his arms and across his chest, and they're all from his trip. Like he was talking to this fucking one-eyed snake, and there's like, oh, honestly, he's got, yeah, he's talking to this one-eyed snake.
Don't show his one-eyed trouser snake. Dodgy witch doctor for that one.
He burnt 273 calories in jungle. But like,
I don't know if it's going to make me want to get tattooed. I don't want it. I don't want
to
do it.
I don't think that's like a response to it. It's just
you never know.
Yeah, like a spiritual.
Yeah.
But he said he's a completely different person off the back of it. Or like, it
I don't know. That's not necessarily a good thing.
Why?
What if it makes you a completely different person?
It made him think differently.
A lot of people say that though. That's not always necessarily going to be a good thing.
I don't know. Go with the flow, man. Apparently, like, I mean, your cells change every 10 years anyway, so you from 10 years ago to what you are today is a different person.
That's true, yeah, but like that's more like in biological terms. Not, you're not different up here. You are a little, but like not much.
I'd be down for it, mate. I think we should do it. I think we should.
You saw it, mate. I'll be there. Like,
I would do it? I'd never had you down as like...
No, but I think that's something that like it's there for like the experience. So it's not like, it's not a criminal.
Yeah, as long as it's like
I'm not
safe.
Into like drugs. I remember when we went to Amsterdam and like Lynn's really wanted to just smoke a bit of weed. And I wasn't bothered about it. Like obviously I've smoked weed before, but like it's not something that like I don't like anything which alters my in fact, I don't even really like taking, like I don't take painkillers, which Lynn thinks is weird. I'm not like some like anti-medication bloke. I don't like the idea of taking anything which could affect my, my current mental state.
Yeah, I get that.
I just thought I really hate the idea of it because I think, like, you know, to the point that, like, if I get, you know, you get drunk, right?
Yeah.
And you change, and you don't change massively. Your inhibitions are lost.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, it changes you, and you often regret things you might have said because you're more honest.
Yeah.
Not necessarily bad things, but you regret maybe, like, I think I don't like the idea of that. But, like, if for the experience of, like, if we film some, like, you keep talking about, like, on your channel, you want to do, like, documentary style thing.
Yeah.
If you said, Adam, can we go to whatever, Indonesia, wherever you do it, and do some ayahuasca, and we're going to have a crew, and it's going to be sweet. I'd be like, yeah, cool, man. Like, well, it's an experience, isn't it?
That's what we need to film. Because Paul wants to go to, like, me, you, Paul Smith, we'll go to Peru. We'll crew up. We'll film
if you've already
it.
Got Paul, like, so you don't need more than one compatriot, do you? Like,
yeah, it's like Gino, Fred, and Gordon.
That'd be a silly show. That'd be fun. That I'll run it past the missus. She'll be like, "Are you fucking idiot? You're not going to Peru. You're not going to Peru until you mix to the fucking have ayahuasca."
You'd have to, like, package that in some other, like, "I'm going to Peru to film something about." I don't know. You have to come up with it.
We'll figure that out.
If you can get away with murder, you can get away with selling that to Daniel.
I think that's it. Are we done?
I think that's it for this week's podcast.
That was fun, Matt. You, good idea. It's a good job I turned up with How to Kill Someone. Because yours idea was shit.
Well, because I'm not inclined to kill people. You've clearly given it some thought, haven't you? Yes, I don't know. But, like, speaking of Paul, isn't he coming on soon? Are we allowed to reveal that yet?
Yeah, he's coming on. He's we're filming with him in like 2 weeks, aren't we?
What date?
Should we cut this out?
We have to cut it out. Why is he going to bail on us?
Well, it could check. 9th of February.
Is that, like, almost nailed on?
Yeah, so, like, 9th of February, he's going to record with us because he's doing his tour in Leeds. So he's doing 8th and 9th at Leeds O2 Academy. Go buy your tickets, but it's sold out. So
he's sold out?
It's sold out all year.
Did you sell out as quick as a Breaking Bread podcast?
We hadn't sold out yet.
No, I meant the show.
Ah.
Not probably.
Yeah, but he's doing fucking 2,000 seats off.
Yeah, no, it's a joke, Josh.
Anyway, 9th of February, we've got him in.
Well, we need to plan that because, like, I think we should have, like, a little joke contest. So, like, we write our best, what we think is, no nicking jokes, yeah? No stealing jokes.
Okay.
So the spirit of it, you have to write a joke.
Yeah.
It could be a one-liner, probably going to have to be a one-liner because neither of us are professional comedians, right?
Yeah.
And then he tells us who the best joke is. You know, like, when we had the...
Jameel.
Yeah, Jameel on, and we taught track seller product to him.
Yeah.
And he's like Dragon's Den.
Yeah, but he bowed to your... Mine was your idea.
No, yours was funnier, but it was just a shit product. So I wanted to win that competition. That's why. I don't even remember. What the heck was mine? Mine was Dick Casts, wasn't it?
Yeah, like bumhole casting.
No, it was Dick Well, I whatever it was.
Chocolate bumholes.
I think that might exist already.
Yeah,
so
I think
I feel
that,
like,
does exist.
Yeah.
Well, I'd buy the patent.
And I did only stands. Put a picture on.
Which had a good name.
Yeah.
We'll have to dig that out the archives, fucking hell.
So we'll do jokes. We'll get some jokes. We'll organise a trip to Peru with Paul Smith. And then I fly to Munich that afternoon, so we're going to have to pull his finger out.
Is that when you're going?
Yeah. So we might have to do a couple of recordings before then.
I might go to... I've got this idea in my head and I want to go to Germany and do a couple of things out there.
So last week's episode, I was like, right, we'll go to Germany. And then he puts it on his Instagram story that weekend. He's like, oh, any food contest? So I was like, oh, is it on the car? He's like, oh, actually, no, I just thought I'd go by myself as well. I'm like, what? Why? You've never...
Is there some kind of limit on how many times I can... Well, there probably legally is a limit on how many times I can go to Germany, but I mean, we're going in September, aren't we, for that thing?
I don't know. Yeah.
Something like that. So I'm not allowed to go in February. No?
No.
All right, gaffer, I won't go then. It's such a... Like, you know when people ask me, like, why is it always North America or Canada or whatever? It's like, man, it's hard. I Google translated like a really long message into German. Because I did GCSE German, but, like, naturally I don't remember any of it.
Yeah.
Apart from, I don't know, about 8 words. So I'm trying to translate to this restaurant. Like, how, you know, can I come and do this? And
did it work?
I don't, they've not replied to me yet. Should I check?
But, I've got there's some of the Octagon Germany team. I could get them to do the logistics for you. A couple of them are fans of yours, believe it or not. You've spread that far.
Is that transfer well? Like organising fights and organising idiots?
Yeah, it's logistics, isn't it?
Yeah, but I'm like, what's in it for them?
They're just, well, I work with them now and we're Pally. and they like you. So like, I think
yes, just if they want to sort me out,
send me some emails in German for you.
If you don't mind, mate. Yeah, like I've been to Germany before. It's nice. I love German food as well. I told you I did a German food challenge on the most recent trip because I went to this town in Indiana called Seymour,
right,
which is settled by like a lot of German families that migrated there. And they had like a schnitzel challenge, which was really cool. You know, it's something just different to like, it's like the fucking death of eating burgers and fried breakfast.
Right, well, let's get Germany hooked up for you then.
Yeah, plus it's close, man. It's like, I could drive, I wouldn't drive there.
Yeah, people take it piss out of us in comments.
Two hours.
On last week's episode when we Googled how to drive to, like, how long does it take to drive to Germany from the UK? Which isn't like, I don't think that's something that you would know just off the top of your head.
I knew it a bit, I thought it'd be about 10 hours and it turned out to be 12. Yeah. So like,
but yeah,
on the podcast, I'm like, yeah, it takes 6 hours to get to the tunnel, right?
Yeah.
Then from there, I'm thinking probably four was a little bit, so underselling it a bit, but only by 2 hours.
That's that then, kids. That's another one in the bag. Follow us on social media. Subscribe to Patreon. Subscribe to the channel.
Disclaimer.
Follow us on Apple.
Disclaimer, don't go killing anybody.
Yeah, and don't report to the police. Obviously, it's all hypothetical.
Yeah.